Welcome to a Burning Fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. We read in Ephesians 4 and verse 26, Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Now this is one of nearly 500 biblical references to anger and being angry and wrath. Students of human behavior recognize anger as one of the most powerful emotions in the disposition of mankind. Therefore, it is not surprising that the Bible has much to say about it. What is anger? Well, it is a synonym for rage and fury and indignation and wrath. It is emotional excitement induced by intense displeasure. The intensity of anger is usually proportionate to the intensity of the displeasure. It is an unpleasant emotion. Anger can be moderated. It can be tempered by varying degrees of self-control and self-discipline. Anger is commonplace among people, and it manifests itself in many ways. Some have the idea that becoming angry is always sinful in itself. They equate anger with a lack of self-control and parallel anger with a loss of temper. Well, this is a mistaken notion. Sometimes, far too often, anger and the lack of self-control do go together, but not necessarily so. If it is true that being angry is sinful, then we have a real contradiction in the Bible, because Christ became angry, but he never sinned. How can we understand the anger of the Lord and his apostles and others? Christ, when angered, did not sin. Numerous times the apostles manifested anger in response to provocation, and yet they did not sin. And the text teaches that one can be angry and not sin. Anger can be wrong and often is allowed to become sin, however. Anger certainly provides opportunity for sin. Anger is wrong when it is without provocation or for a justified reason. It is wrong to become angry over matters that do not warrant anger. Many temptations to sin confront us when we are angry that will not confront us under other conditions. But the Bible makes it clear that there is a difference between anger and sin, just as there is a difference between all unpleasant circumstances and sin. In the Bible, we read of the anger and the wrath of God, and of Christ, and the apostles. But when were they angry? What made them angry? Why were they angry? And how did they behave when they were angry? Well, when we learn these things, we'll learn about acceptable anger in contrast with sinful anger. Studying the scriptures that speak of the anger of God, we see his anger can be properly defined as righteous indignation. The Lord, because of his perfectness and holiness, his standard of righteousness, is angry at certain things. Nehemiah 9 and verse 17, But thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. Now God is not quick to be angry, nor hasty to manifest or execute his wrath. Nahum 1 and verse 3, The Lord is slow to anger. But in verse 6, Who can stand before his indignation? Who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like a fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. You see, the scriptures speak of his anger and his wrath as being hot and fiery, rendered with fury, kindled and smoking. Yes, God is a God of wrath. God is a God of anger. And why is God angry? What makes God angry? Surely we ought to be angry at that which makes God angry. Exodus 22, verses 22 through 24, Ye shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. If thou afflict them in any wise, and they cry at all unto me, I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with a sword, and your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless. In Exodus 32 and verse 10, When Moses came down from Mount Sinai, and the people were practicing idolatry, God said, Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them. And I will make of thee a great nation. Grumbling and complaining provoke God to anger. In Numbers chapter 11 and verse 10, Moses heard the people weep throughout their families, every man in the door of his tent, and the anger of the Lord was greatly kindled. Moses also was displeased. In Ezra chapter 8 and verse 22, it shows God's anger against those that forsake him. His power and his wrath is against all that forsake him. 2 Chronicles 28 and verse 11 teaches the same thing. Now hear me, therefore, and deliver the captives again, which have taken you captive of your brethren, for the fierce wrath of God is upon you. Friend, God was angry at those who were angry at his people. He is angry against the heathen, Psalm 79, verse 6. He is angry at those who go their own way, Psalm 106, 39 and 40. The hypocrite is the object of his anger, Matthew chapter 23. And we read in John 3 and verse 36, He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not on the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. You see, God is angry toward the disobedient, Colossians 3, 5 and 6. His anger was against Moses when Moses offered excuses for not doing as God told him in Exodus 4 at the burning bush. Numbers chapter 22 teaches God is angry toward those who, like Balaam, are willing to compromise with evil. Joshua chapter 7 teaches that God was angry at Israel when there was sin in the camp until it was corrected. And Jesus looked with anger on those whose hearts were hardened against the truth, Mark 3 and verse 5. Twice he cleansed the temple, Matthew 12 and Matthew 21, and he demonstrated a physical expression of anger toward those who desecrated the Father's house. The cruel, rebellious evildoers are the object of divine wrath because of what they do. Now, God does not lose his temper or his self-control. He is in full possession of himself and what he does. And yet, we read of him being angered. Seeing how God is angered at certain things, and since we are his children, will not these things also provoke us to anger? Is God pleased if we look with indifference at that which angers him? Children of God do not take lightly or passively things which provoke God's wrath. One British author said of himself and his work, "The tribute I am most eager to deserve is one that would say, 'I am among those who will not take evil good-naturedly.'" A hindrance to truth comes from alleged friends of God who take evil good-naturedly. God does not do that. The ability to become indignant at sin is Christ-like. And seeing anger is not sin, then we must heed the warning, however, to be angry and sin not. Misdirected anger, without control, with an evil motive, that produces sin. Anger in defense of error can be misguided. Anger that manifests itself in profanity and vengeance, saying and doing evil, is to be avoided. The Bible speaks of sinful anger that accomplishes no good but only harm. In Genesis chapter 4, Cain was angry at Abel. In Jonah chapter 4, Jonah was angry because God did not destroy Nineveh. But God repented or changed his mind when the people repented and changed their minds about sin. It seems that Joseph would have preferred destruction to them rather than salvation for them. In Luke chapter 15, the elder brother's anger was born of jealousy. In Matthew 21 and Luke chapter 4, it speaks of the anger of the Pharisees and of others who sought to destroy Jesus because of the truth that he taught applied to them, and they refused to accept it. And it is true today. Many get angry at preachers for about the same reason. They hear the truth, it applies to them, they don't want to conform, and so they get angry at the one who has revealed the truth to them. In Exodus chapter 32, we read that Moses' anger waxed hot. Now, certainly he was reckless in throwing down the tablets of stone upon which God had engraved the Ten Commandments. But John chapter 7 and verse 23, there was an anger toward Jesus because he healed a man on the Sabbath day. Anger was demonstrated against the apostles, such as stoning, imprisonment, beheadings, and other persecutions. Friend, I'm just simply pointing out, such is a sinful anger. As Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 26 requires, learn what deserves anger and what does not deserve anger. And learn to exercise anger with self-control and with temperance. Avoid sinful anger and the sinful manifestations of anger. Satan can use your anger if you will permit it, but anger can be a blessing to you and to those around you, but only when kept within the limits and the boundaries of the Word of God. So let us work in developing the ability to be angry, using anger for righteousness' sake, but avoiding sins that so often can and do accompany anger when that anger gets out of control. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.